how to curtail that, and remembering that constantly. This is some prescription that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that will help a person get himself in check. Because if you take out that from the equation, then there's no control, there's no harness that a person has, and there's no way of bringing him on back onto the track. But the moment that is put in perspective in every plan, in every situation, a person remembers that, then it helps him to come on track. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّزَاتِ, that remember the terminator, the thing that finishes and ends up all types of pleasures. And that is the zikr and the remembrance of maut. Where a person remembers and takes out time every day to remember his maut. Therefore, ulama explain a very effective method is before a person sleeps every night, he makes muraqabah of maut. Muraqabah of maut means a person, he closes his eyes and he thinks. And now he goes actually through the whole process of maut. That now the time is there for my ruh to leave my body. And now the angels have come. And what condition am I? And a person starts thinking now, the soul is leaving the body. People around are beginning to cry. People are concerned and worried. So now a person goes through all the phases. Then my body is being, ghusl is being made of my body. And then it's being shrouded in white cloths. And now it's been taken from the ghusl khana now back home. And the family is all there. So a person is going through this whole scene, this whole scenario, this manzar of maut. What it does, it helps to take out that love of dunya from his heart. So it takes out the love of the dunya from his heart. And at the same time, it gives the person more awareness that what should I be doing? When he's picturing and he's imagining this all the time, it also gives him a chance of making tawbah. Every night now he's making tawbah before he sleeps. He's picturing this and he's making tawbah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something that is a reality. It's not something that is far-fetched and something that is very, very distant, but it is a reality. Therefore, many, many, many ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually paints a manzar, a picture and a scene of how it will be when a person leaves this world and what will happen to him on the day of Qiyamah. The ayat of the Quran, Allah mentions, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحْدَبُ الْمُوتُ قَالَ رَبِّ رَجِعُونَ, until maut comes to a person. Now this person, what he'll say, رَبِّ رَجِعُونَ, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to go back. Allow me to go back for a short while. It's like a person who comes to the masjid and he forgot his jacket in the car. So what he says, I'm just going back to the car to bring the jacket and come. I'm just going to go for a short while. So when maut comes to a person, he's asking for a short respite, not even asking for a long respite. Why? He says, لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ, so that I may do some good deeds which I forgot. Like how that person forgot his jacket in the car. He's saying, I forgot and I left out. And I didn't do some good deeds. I just want to do good deeds quickly. If I'm allowed this little bit of respite, I want to do those good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Never ever. What this person is saying now, إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا, this is just words. Words don't have a shape. They don't have a form. You can't even see words. So Allah Pak is saying that these words that are coming out of this person's mouth now, they are nothing, absolutely nothing. Before, maybe if he said words, he had people at his sides, he had servants, he had people taking his command, and his words meant a lot. But now at the time of death, those words will just remain words. Nobody to act upon those words. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, and this barzakh, this barrier will be there between him and dunya. Right up to the day of Qiyamah, this barrier will be there. In other words, he won't be able to come back to the dunya. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الشُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. When the trumpet is blown, then there'll be no family relations anymore. Whatever family relations you had, that's the end point of the family relations. يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. What is meant by this is now brothers now will become like strangers. Parents, mother, and their children now will become like strangers. Everyone will be in a nafsi world. وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, to such an extent that they won't even ask about each other. Sometimes in this dunya, a person may be distant from a person, but now and then he'll ask, how is this person, how is he keeping, how is this person is doing, he'll ask about him. Here the ayat of the Quran is saying that forget about only relationship breaking, وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, you won't even ask about the next person. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that person whose scales are heavy, those will be the people that will be successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and whoever's scales are now very light, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ, those are the people that have put their own souls into a loss, and they'll be in Jahannam forever and forever. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the scene of Jahannam, that their faces will be torched, will be scorched with the fire. وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ And it will be disfigured. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ Allah Pak is saying, did we not send down these ayats to warn you and to tell you about this day that is coming? فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ But you just denied it as though Jahannam didn't exist, Jannah didn't exist, Akhirah didn't exist. It was as though these things didn't exist. And then in the ayat, just after that Allah Pak mentions, when it will be asked to a person, كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ قل, then a person will say, قَالُوا لَبِسْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ When he reaches that point, he'll say, I only stayed in this world. He'll be asked, how long did you stay in this world? He'll say, I only stayed in this world, يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ One day. I only stayed in the dunya for one day. He had a life of 60, 70, 80 years. When he reaches akhirah, he'll say, I only stayed in this world for one day, أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ Or one part of a day. It will seem as though this life was so short to him. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Then do you think that I have created this whole world and this creation and you and everything in jest? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us after that خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Do you think that you will not return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is ayat of the Quran that are warning us and telling us and reminding us of the scene that is a reality. So maut is something that a person has to think about. Although it's something that nobody likes to talk about it, nobody likes to think about it, nobody likes to even see. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib will terminate on this. He always gives this example. He says if you have to park a hearse by somebody's house, and tell him, please, you know what, I got no parking for these few days, I just want to park my hearse here by your house. That person will feel so uncomfortable. Please, you park your hearse here for one day, 2 days, but don't leave your hearse here for too long. Because it doesn't look nice. Even my visitors are coming in the yard and they're getting frightened. They're seeing the hearse here. So somebody, even that hearse can be a very, very expensive hearse. It can be a limousine. Two or three times worth more than his car. But nobody likes to drive a hearse around. If he's uncomfortable. This is what maut does. It can be the most luxurious thing you're driving. But the moment you put the element of maut in there, it takes out all the mazah and all the lazat from there. All the enjoyment is taken out because the element of maut is brought there. Therefore, this element of maut has to be constantly brought in us. So it takes out all that masti and all that mazah and that haram enjoyment that a person wants to take. It'll all immediately be eradicated when a person remembers death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillah.